That's pianist Jerry Allen with trumpeter Marcus Belgrave, the Smart Set from Jerry's CD, Grand River Crossings. Jerry, by the way, will be the featured performer on the night of August 1st at the 15th annual Deer Isle Jazz Festival, which takes place at the Stonington Opera House. We'll tell you more about that as the date approaches. Marcus Belgrave, a great trumpeter, long career. He passed away in late May, and very sorry to hear about that, Marcus Belgrave. Anyway, that starts us off tonight with this edition of Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. I'll be with you for the next 3 hours, that is, if you stick around, which I hope you do. Coming up in the second hour, we'll hear a recent Bangor studio performance by Pigby. That's a trio of saxophone, guitar, and drums. Gideon and Jacob Forbes, the twin brothers, playing the saxophone and drums, respectively, and guitarist Peter Herman. That was a performance which we caught late in May as well. So that's coming up in the second hour. And getting to that point, and after that hour, we will hear a lot of other things as well. So I do hope you can stick around. Because of your financial support, Jazz Tonight happens with help from Bookstacks. Since 1997, offering books, periodicals, fine wines, coffee, and conversation in the heart of Bucksport, Maine. Lee Smith is a bassist. He's also the father of another bassist, Christian McBride. And Lee has played with just about everybody in his career, and he's made a couple of recordings on his own. This is from one which just came in a few days ago. My Kind of Blues, Lee Smith on bass. And a very unusual treatment here of Alone Together, Mark Adler is the flutist.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Benny Green. That's Benny Green from his new CD, Live in Santa Cruz, recorded at the Coumboa Jazz Center in that city. Benny Green on piano with David Wong on bass, Kenny Washington on drums. And that came out about a month or so ago. We've heard a couple tracks from that already. Just before that, Randy Armstrong and Volker Naumann from a CD which was recorded over in New Hampshire in Barrington. And that was Unidad, tribute to Dizzy Gillespie. A lot of people involved with that, among them Charlie Jennison, who has the saxophone chair at Phillips Exeter Academy in New Hampshire. Charlie Jennison is a fixture in the jazz scene in New England and performs around Portsmouth fairly frequently. Anyway, that's just out. It's called Beyond Borders. Randy Armstrong, who plays a number of instruments. Volker Naumann is the bassist. Armstrong was a member of the group Doa. You may remember that from the 1970s. We started off with Lee Smith, Alone Together, and Lee on bass leading that group with that spiffy arrangement, and Tim Warfield took the soprano saxophone solo. We heard Tim Warfield on this program last week. This program is Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier, coming along every week at this time, Sunday nights on radio from 9 to midnight, and the program streams on radio Friday evening from 8 to 11 on mpbn.net. And on that website, several back issues of the program are archived as well. Once again, MPBN is the media sponsor for the annual Maine International Film Festival. It's taking place in Waterville. This year it runs between July 10th and the 19th. A broad, diverse offering of films and a chance to meet many of the craftspeople behind the efforts. 10 days, 100 films, 50 filmmakers. MPBN members are once again entitled to a discount on tickets to the Maine International Film Festival. We have complete information, including a link to the schedule. It's online at mpbn.net. Once you go there, just click on events and you'll find out all about the Maine International Film Festival in Waterville. Well, forgive the maybe out-of-tune piano, but it's a great recording of Summertime, recorded in Italy in 1974 with the late alto saxophonist Sonny Criss. And he could really bleed the soul out of a ballad. We'll hear him do that. He could bleed the soul out of just about anything he tried. Great alto player. George Arvanites is the pianist. Jackie Sampson on bass. Charles Sodre on drums. And Summertime. Sonny Criss.
don't know what love is until you learn the meaning of the blues, until you've loved the love you've had to lose. You don't know what love is. Kissed and had to pay the cost, until you flipped your heart and you have lost. You don't know what love is. Do you know how a lost heart feels? The thought of kissing. You don't know how hearts burn for love that cannot live yet never dies, until you faced each dawn with sleepless eyes. You don't know.
Rachel Caswell with Jeremy Allen on bass from a CD she did recently of duets, All I Know, in duet with the bassist Jerry Allen and on other tracks with guitarist Dave Stryker. We started off that set with Sonny Chris with the George Arvanites Trio, Summertime from a 1970s recording live in Italy, and right in the middle of that, Ray Charles Man, Hank Crawford on the alto, and Angel Eyes. It's Jazz Tonight, and we are well through the first hour of the program. Coming up in the next hour, we'll hear a performance in the Bangor studio, which we recorded at the end of May with Pigby, a trio of saxophone, guitar, and drums. So I hope you can stick around for that. This right now is probably a good point to go through and talk about some of the jazz events coming up in the near future. And this being summer, it's a busy time for jazz musicians, all kinds of musicians around the state. I hope you can get out and support them. But I'm going to tell you about some of the jazz events that are going on. Coming up, the Novel Jazz Septet, the Novel Jazz Septet. I always call them Novel. I can't get over that habit. Anyway, they will be performing the music of Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn during this week, a busy week for them, on Tuesday at the Center Street Congregational Church in Machias. On Thursday at the Harpswell Mitchell Field Bandstand in Harpswell. And this coming Saturday, that is July 11th, at Lincoln Theater in Damariscotta, the Novel Jazz Septet, music of Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington, a good deal of which is lesser known. And in just a few minutes, we'll hear something from the Novel Jazz Septet's latest CD. Anyway, that's all ahead this week. If you want to find out more details about the start times and everything, most of them start around 6 or 7 o'clock, those events are posted on our community calendar at mpbn.net. Coming up on Thursday at Guthrie's in Lewiston, and on Friday at the Peninsula Metamorphic Arts Center, Dreamt, an indie rock band with roots in jazz. The band was formed in Ithaca, New York. It's led by songwriter Iden Boardman, who is originally from Portland, and it includes Emmett Scott on keyboards. Emmett was in Sam's Soul Children, one of the great combos which came out of George Stevens Academy in Blue Hill. But they will be performing this coming Thursday at 6 o'clock at Guthrie's in Lewiston, and Friday the 10th at 7 o'clock in Blue Hill at the Peninsula Metamorphic Arts Center, Dreamt. Coming up on Sunday, that is Sunday, July 12th, from 6 to 9 at the Press Room in Portsmouth, trombonist Phil Wilson will be joined by trumpeter-singer Christine Fawson and one of the Boston area's great guitarist, John Wheatley. And they'll be part of a sextet. Filling out the sextet will be Ryan Parker on piano, Kiala Koamahewa on bass, and Les Harris Jr. on drums. Apologies if I've mispronounced the bassist's name. But that will be at the Press Room next Sunday night, 6 to 9 p.m. There's something going on there every Sunday night in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. They have kept that jazz flame going for many, many years. Coming up on Tuesday, that is Tuesday, July 14th, in Camden from 7 to 9 p.m. in the Amphitheater, that's located behind the Camden Public Library, the Juke Rockets will be performing their form of high-energy blues. It's a free concert, Tuesday, July 14th, 7 to 9 p.m. Wednesday, July 15th, and I'm mentioning these a little bit ahead of time because time does creep up on us quickly. In Portland at One Longfellow Square, the Jazz Workshop will be performing at 8 o'clock. Wednesday, July 15th, John Clark with some of the great other jazz musicians in the state performing music of Mingus, Monk, and others. On that same night, on July 15th at 7:30 in Booth Bay Harbor at the Opera House, the Breakers Jazz Band will be performing music of Duke Ellington, Benny Goodman, and other great big band sounds of bygone days, and there'll be some dancing as well. That same night in Bucksport at the Performing Arts Center at the Bucksport Middle School, there'll be a duet of jazz clarinetist and saxophonist Peter and Will Anderson. At 7:30, I was sent a YouTube of a performance of theirs, of them doing the Ray Noble tune Cherokee. Really terrific jazz clarinetist and saxophonist Peter and Will Anderson. You could probably look them up on YouTube and get an idea of what they're all about. Anyway, they will be in Bucksport at the Performing Arts Center at Bucksport Middle School Wednesday, July 15th at 7:30. And not getting too far ahead here, but on Sunday, July 19th at 7:30 p.m. in Stonington at the G. Watson Gallery, pianist Dan Tepfer will be the performer, and he'll be joined by singer Joanna Wallfish. That's at 7:30 p.m. in Stonington at the G. Watson Gallery. There are a lot of events going on there as well coming up through the rest of the summer. I'll tell you about the rest of them as the times approach. I will jump a little bit ahead, though, and point out one other event that's going on in Stonington, and that's the 15th Annual Deer Isle Jazz Festival with Jerry Allen on Saturday, the 1st of August, and on Friday, that is the 31st of July, clarinetist Evan Christopher with bassist Don Vappi. They'll be performing Creole jazz. That's at the Stonington Opera House, and you might want to check them out on our website and theirs, the 15th Annual Deer Isle Jazz Festival. By the way, if you know of anything going on in jazz, please don't hesitate to drop me an email. But also, and I can't emphasize this strongly enough, place it on our community calendar at mpbn.net. Sometimes, I must confess, in my ditherness, I lose track of emails and forget to announce things, but I will catch it if it's on the community calendar as well. And that just takes a few minutes to fill out all that information, and it's very, very helpful. And I also want to put a plug in for my friend Brad Terry's book. He's just come out with a collection of remembered stories, I Feel More Like I Do Now Than I Did Yesterday. Brad Terry is an institution in the state, a clarinetist, whistler, and one of the great improvisers in this music. Anyway, his book is out, I Feel More Like I Do Now Than I Did Yesterday. It's available at lulu.com, or you can get it directly from Brad Terry himself. You can write him at 36 Willow Street in Bath, Maine, 04530. And if you weren't quick enough to make note of that, feel free to drop me a line at rtozier@mpbn.net. No, I'm not getting a cut from his book. It is worth reading, though, if you are interested in Brad Terry and jazz in Maine. Well, let's speaking of jazz in Maine, let's listen to the Novel Jazz Septet from their new CD, Novel and Novel, music of Billy Strayhorn and Duke Ellington, some of which is not as well known as it might be. This is actually a tune which Duke composed with Cootie Williams, the shepherd who watches over the night flock. And it features trombonist Barney Balch and the pianist on this date, who is Mickey Felder, great pianist. So here they are with The Shepherd Who Watches Over the Night Flock. Thank you. The Novel Jazz Septet performing live, The Shepherd Who Watches Over the Night Flock, from the new CD by the Novel Jazz Septet, Novel and Novel. And just a reminder that you can catch them this week. You'll have three opportunities if you're in different parts of the state, coming up on Tuesday, 7 to 9 at the Center Street Congregational Church over in Machias, this coming Thursday, July 9th, 6 to 8 p.m. at Harpswell Mitchell Field Bandstand, 428 Harpswell Neck Road in Harpswell, and on Saturday the 11th from 7:30 to 10 o'clock at Lincoln Theater. That's at 2 Theater Street in Damariscotta, the Novel Jazz Septet, the music of Duke Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. That was Barney Balch, the leader, on the trombone with Mike Mitchell on trumpet. And we heard also from Mickey Felder on piano. Other members of the group, David Clark on guitar, Mark McSood on drums, Herb Main on bass. Well worth checking out, the Novel Jazz Septet. That's going to just about do it for this hour. I'm Rich Tozier. Coming up in the next hour, we'll hear a performance by the trio Pigby. So I do hope you can stick around for that. And beyond that, we have even more jazz. It's Jazz Tonight. Because of your financial support, Jazz Tonight happens with help from Darling's Audi, committed to helping their customers experience the thrill of the ride with the 2015 A6 Quattro. DarlingsAudi.com. And Lenny Sharon of Sharon and Milton, with 45 years of experience in criminal defense and family law throughout the tri-state area. These are the listener-supported stations of MPBN, WMEW Waterville, 91.3, WMED Callis, 89.7, WMEF Fort Kent, 106.5, WMEH Bangor, 90.9, WMEP Camden, 90.5, WMEM Presque Isle, 106.1, and WMEA Portland, 90.1, as well as on the web at mpbn.net. And welcome to part two of this evening's Jazz Tonight. Several weeks ago, at the end of May, it was our great pleasure to have a very innovative trio drop by the Bangor studio for an evening of all original music. The trio calls itself Pigby, after a hybrid mammal insect, and we'll hear more about that later. The trio is made up of saxophone, guitar, and drums, which makes it somewhat unusual. You may have heard its members around the state in other contexts. The twins Gideon and Jacob Forbes play saxophone and drums, respectively, and they've appeared on this program as part of Tom Luther's quintet. Guitarist Peter Herman, meanwhile, has performed with clarinetist Brad Terry over the past several months. Well, here they are together, Gideon and Jacob Forbes and Peter Herman, Pigby. Thank you.
Thank you.
original music tonight in the Bangor studio. Good evening, I'm Rich Tozier here with an unusual trio, a trio of drums, guitar, and tenor saxophone. The trio call themselves Pigby, and it's the twins, Gideon and Jacob Forbes, on tenor and drums, respectively. No strangers to the studio. They've been here before with at least one other group. I think of the Tom Luther Quintet. And Peter Herman on guitar, whom you may have heard with Brad Terry playing around the state the last few months. Really excellent guitarist. Gideon, I am curious. This group is called Pigby, P-I-G-B-E-E. Why? How'd you come by that name?
Well, I think I remember from an email thread, we had met, I guess, about a year ago, and we played for one of Peter's recitals at the school he went to. And so at some point, we were playing some more, and we're like, oh, you know, maybe we need a name for the band. And Peter might contest this, but I'm pretty sure he just came up with the word Pigby. And I found a picture of one, which kind of looks funny. It's just a pig with some, you know, bee wings and, you know, some stripes. And, it, you know, it's kind of funny. And at that point, it was, okay, fine.
Yeah.
I wish I had a better answer, like some large philosophical reason, but it was kind of random. So
you know you'll have to come up with a logo.
Right, yeah, that's the next step.
What was that first piece we heard coming in? Was that an original?
Yes, it was. Actually, all the music you're going to be hearing tonight is original material between all of us. The first one was called Spiraling by Peter, and then we transitioned into one of Peter's ballads called Crepuscular Being.
Crepuscular Being, yeah.
That's right. Good. And
So it's all original music tonight?
It is.
Great. Okay, what do you have? What's coming up next?
The next one is one of our drummers, Jacob's. This is called Up Down Test. Thank you.
The trio Pigby in the studio tonight, that was a piece written by the drummer Jacob Forbes, and it's called Up-Down Test. Gideon Forbes on the tenor, Peter Herman on guitar, and I'm talking with Gideon. Gideon, how long have you been together?
We've been together for about a year. Jacob and I met Peter, I think, at a rehearsal, and Peter talked to us about playing on his senior recital when he was graduating from school. And
what school was that?
University of Maine at Augusta.
Oh, yeah, which has always had a hot jazz program for about 40 years now.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Goes way back.
Yeah, and so Jacob and I met him there. We actually graduated last year as well from the University of Southern Maine. And since then, we've been playing around. We play a lot in the Portland area, both at Blue, which is an establishment right in downtown Portland, and Frontier, which is also a great venue up in Brunswick, Maine. So we've played there. We had a stint there every month for a while, and so we play as much as we can. And for a while, we were all living together as or not living together, living near each other. So it was nice just to get together and play when we could. So,
yeah, there's something about this music that just flows. You know, you put some thought into composing it. I can see that.
Yeah, I think what's the great part is I don't think we really ever hold back from doing anything with somebody's composition. I don't think any of us get offended if we do something. So what's nice is that anytime we play it, anything can happen, and it usually, I'd say, works out really, really well. So I think from my perspective, it's a great blend of some really nice compositions, and then we also give ourselves the space to really do what we want with them. So,
do you play just your compositions?
When we started, we've played some standards and some other things that we've arranged, but since the year has gone by, I think we've just ended up playing our own music. Felt the most natural to us, and felt like it's what we could get the most out of, I guess. So,
good.
Yeah. So the next tune we're going to do is a composition of mine called Hoo-Ha. Thank you.
Aloha, the Pigby Trio. Do you call yourselves the Pigby Trio or just simply Pigby?
Just simply Pigby.
Oh, yeah. Well, hoo-ha, written by you, Gideon.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the next one we're going to do, a bit more traditional. This is a blues that my brother wrote called Blues for Bro, which I guess is for me.
All right, Blues for Bro. If you just tuned in, this is a performance from the Bangor studio tonight. Rich Tozier here in the studio with a trio, a special trio, a very unusual one because of its makeup. It's a tenor saxophonist, a guitarist, and a drummer. It's Pigby, the twins Gideon and Jacob Forbes on tenor and drums, respectively, with Peter Herman on guitar. And you may have heard these musicians already in various groups around the state, as well as Pigby playing in southern Maine. You've played in the Portland area, is it?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So, and I dare say we'll be hearing a lot more from you as time goes on. Glad you could make it up tonight.
Thank you. Yeah, we're going to continue with a composition of mine. This is called The Move.
Thank you.
Gideon, may I ask where you get these titles?
Well, I think I can only speak for myself, but for that one, like for The Move, I think I was thinking of when I moved from Vermont to Maine, which is something Jacob and I did as kids. I don't know, I think emotionally it was kind of a weird experience because we'd grown up and then we moved to Maine. And so I guess I was just writing from that perspective and thinking about how I felt back then. Something like Hoo-Ha, I think that was pretty random as well. I wish I had greater explanations, yeah. But it comes down to, you know, I think for a lot of people, myself included, and probably these guys, the title is sometimes the last thing you think of. So, you know, sometimes you just think of something off the top of your head. So
yeah, that's happened to many a jazz tune.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Another one with a title that you don't hear much. This is called Fangled. This is one of Jacob's tunes. Hope you like it.
Thank you.
Fangled, not newfangled or old fangled, just plain fangled, written by the drummer Jacob, the brother of Gideon, twins. How long have you fellows been playing together? Is your family musical?
Not really. I think our dad experimented with piano and some other things, but it was mostly something that we picked up. In fourth grade, we've been playing for a while. I saw the saxophone, and it was really shiny, and it looked better than the clarinet, so that's why I chose it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we've been playing together really since high school, which is when Jacob and I think, started to take things more seriously, and then we went off to college together and went from there. So we've been playing in a mixture of our own bands and other people's bands, and, of course, we don't always play together, but it is often, I would say.
How'd you happen to get into jazz?
Myself personally, I remember specifically hearing Giant Steps on the radio for the first time, and the song, and being amazed. And I went up to my teacher the next day, and I was like, "Hey, you know this John Coltrane guy? Like, he's really good." And he was like, "Yeah, he is." You know, so I just delved deeper from there and checked out the music, and it's been great thus far. So, yeah.
Well, that's the way these things happen often. You hear something and life is never the same again.
Right. Yeah. It changes things, that's for sure. Yeah. So the next two we're going to do are both mine. The first one is one I called Sleep Song. And then we're going to go into another one of mine called Sunday School.
Two tunes interwoven together, Sleep Song and Sunday School?
Yes, that's correct. We have one more for you. So, first of all, really thanks to you, Rich, and to Gordo in the booth for your help today, and really appreciate you having us up here. And
Well, thanks for coming. It's always a pleasure to have musicians in the studio. I don't get to go out much, so it's kind of spoiled if you come
here. We come to you.
Play.
So yeah, we are Pigby. We do have a Facebook page. And please check us out for upcoming dates and recordings. So we're going to end a tune with – end the night with a tune from Peter. This is called The Journey of Enord.
Well, that was Pigby, a trio, saxophonist Gideon Forbes, with whom I was speaking, his twin brother Jacob, who played the drums, and guitarist Peter Herman. That was recorded here in Bangor back in May. Thanks again to Gideon, Jacob, and Peter. I wish you all the best. And also thanks to Gordo Fellis, who mixed the sound. I'm Rich Tozier, and I hope you'll stick around. More jazz still to come. Because of your financial support, Jazz Tonight happens with help from Maine Antiquarian Booksellers Association, 54 member businesses offering antiquarian, used, and rare books throughout the state, and online at mainebooksellers.org. WMEA Portland, 90.1, WMEH Bangor, 90.9, WMEW Waterville, 91.3, WMED Callis, 89.7, WMEM Presque Isle, 106.1, WMEF Fort Kent, 106.5, and WMEP Camden, 90.5, as well as on the web at mpbn.net. recorded in Chicago in June of 1960. That is Roland Kirk, before he became Rassan Roland Kirk, from a session which originally came out on the Argo label. I have it here on a foreign reissue, the Charlie LeJazz label. Roland Kirk on the tenor, the Stritch Manzello. The Stritch and Manzello are two saxophones which he developed. He also played the siren. Ira Sullivan, the great versatile musician, heard on that particular track on the trumpet. Ron Burton on the organ. Don Garrett on bass. Gerald Sonny Brown on drums. And that gets us into the last part of Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier here with you until the end of this program, if you stick around, which I certainly hope you do. MPBN is looking for photographs of your latest great Maine adventure. Throughout this month, our friends at Lee Auto Malls are making a donation to MPBN for every vacation and adventure photo that you send us. We'll then turn them into postcards, which you can share virtually with friends and family. So an easy way to have some fun and support MPBN at the same time. Compliments of Lee Auto Malls. Here's what you do. You email your photos to adventure@mpbn.net. Again, that's adventure@mpbn.net. Or you can visit mpbn.net for more details on how to participate. And thanks. Have you heard of Joey Alexander? He's been quite a sensation over the last few months. Joey Alexander is a young, I think it's safe to call him a prodigy. He just turned 12 in June. He's from Bali, and he plays piano. I'll be doing a feature on him in August, but I just got my hands on his CD, My Favorite Things, Joey Alexander, and he is just an incredible musician. You hear a lot of hype about him, but I think he really does have it. Here he is on his debut recording. It came out on the Motema label, and it's a rather lengthy treatment of John Coltrane's Giant Steps, and My Favorite Things is the name of the album, but Giant Steps is not an easy tune to play. Here he is, Joey Alexander, now 12 years old, 11 when he recorded this. Thank you. Isn't that amazing? Joey Alexander, 11 years old when he recorded that back in October. Joey Alexander and Giant Steps, with Larry Grenadier on bass, Ulysses Owens Jr. on drums, from the CD My Favorite Things. Just got my hands on it, and I will be sharing more of that with you as time goes along. Meanwhile, check him out on YouTube. His performance of Giant Steps is just amazing. Joey Alexander from Indonesia. He just turned 12 years old. It's Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. MPBN is a media sponsor of the Portland Museum of Art's Summer Exhibition, Director's Cut, selections from the main art museum trail. Director's Cut highlights artists and artworks which embody the quintessentially Maine ideals of fierce independence, innovation, and self-sufficiency, as well as a strength of character that's built from admiration and respect for the rugged and unspoiled qualities of this land. MPBN members are entitled to 10% off admission to the Portland Museum of Art during this exhibition, now through September 20th. Please visit mpbn.net and click on events for more information about this. Aaron Deal is a very solid piano player. He has two CDs to his credit as a leader. He is just a straightforward piano player in somewhat of the John Lewis tradition, but he's also very versatile, and he shows his versatility in this new CD, Space-Time Continuum. We'll hear Organic Consequence, Aaron Deal. He's joined here by Benny Golson on the tenor and Bruce Harris on trumpet. Aaron Deal. Thank you. from the new CD by Aaron Deal, the pianist. That was Organic Consequence. The name of the CD is Space-Time Continuum. Aaron Deal with Benny Goldson on the tenor, Bruce Harris on trumpet, joined there by, supported by David Wong on bass, Quincy Davis on drums. That is going to just about do it for tonight on Jazz Tonight. I'm Rich Tozier. Hope you enjoyed what you heard tonight. Next week, we'll be back with more music recorded in the Bangor studio. This year's edition of the combo from George Stevens Academy, directed by Steve Orlovsky, J-A-Z-Z. They were in the studio a few weeks ago and really gave an incredible performance. We'll hear that in the second hour of next week's program. And if you want to hear this program in its entirety, it will be archived on our website for the next several weeks at mpbn.net. Thanks again for listening. And I just want to point out one little thing before I make the exit here. It's NPR, the NPR One app. It's a free app. It plays back the latest newscasts from both NPR and MPBN and the latest top news stories from both organizations. So no worry if you did miss Morning Edition, All Things Considered, or Main Things Considered. NPR One also allows you to skip ahead to the next report if you're not interested in one story. And you can rewind instantly the last 15 seconds to hear something you want to hear again. It's called NPR One, our mobile app for both Apple and Android. It's free and available in the Apple Store or the Android Play Store. We'll make our exit with this from the tenor saxophonist Steve Caldestad. It's called New York Afternoon. That's the name of the session. Rennie Rosny's on piano. Peter Washington on bass. Lewis Nash is the drummer. And a Joe Henderson tune, Punjab. Have a good week.